I need a lady's opinion, 'cause I'm not a lady like a lady is.
Hey guys, welcome to the Women's Planning Podcast. I'm here with
Ray
and Cheryl.
And I'm Melissa. We got some pretty exciting topics. The holidays are coming up, and we know everyone's either looking forward to them with all the bliss in the world.
Or losing their shit.
Or dreading them.
Or you're dreading them.
Yeah.
So we can discuss that. Let us know how you're feeling as we
embark upon these wild months. Yeah. Let us know about all the awkward fucking conversations you had to have with your terrible family.
Yeah.
In on around Thanksgiving.
You get to do a lot of woman-splaining to everyone around you.
It's a lot.
Definitely embrace those moments. Mm-hmm. Take a little power back from your family.
Woman-splain everything all the time. No.
If any man starts to mansplain something, maybe just stop them and woman-splain it right back.
And give them a sticker or a button of our swag.
If you need some buttons to take to Thanksgiving dinner,
to cover up your
slide it across the table.
To cover up your uncle's like Trump Pence bumper sticker on the back of his pickup truck, you know?
Yep.
Yeah. We'll just slap it on
slap
there.
Slap a little woman's planning podcast on there. Absolutely.
Yeah. I am very fortunate that I don't have a lot of, like, my family's just not political and we just, like, don't talk about politics.
Sure.
Like, ever. And so there's never a situation where we get into awkward, let's talk about, like, presidents. And I just never have been that way.
Ours isn't, I mean, mine isn't either. Every once in a while you just get, like, a sentence that slides out of someone's like, mouth and you're like,
and you're just like, oh, I don't think,
you know, a little like, oh, these poor, there's some poor men these days. And you're like,
just that for 20 minutes.
Yeah. I just like hold that until they stop talking. And they're like, oh, that was weird. I thought my hearing aid was going out or something.
That's strange. What was that noise?
Mine's mostly just a lot of judgment from my family about things that other people in the family are doing.
Oh, like, that's great.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't pray over your food anymore?
Did you hear about what happened? No, it's mostly like, did you hear about what's going on with your cousin? This thing happened. And I'm just like, so? And they're just like, but isn't that crazy? And I'm like, no, really. That's You're normal.
Like, that sounds like really life. Thank
you. Did you hear that you have a cousin who's a lesbian?
Like, yeah.
Cool. I heard that.
I did know
through
that.
Through the grapevine.
I didn't, but now I do. I mean, what's the point? I'm sorry. What are you trying to do? Pass the stuffing.
Yeah, exactly.
Stuff that stuffing right in your mouth.
So
my anxiety over the holidays is just circulates over being thanked for items that have been prepared.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, you don't want to be thanked?
I do want to be thanked.
Oh, right.
I come from a family that's
very... You're like, you tell me to thank you, bitch.
I come from a family that's very thankful. And I'm in a family now that's not thankful. They're just quiet.
Yeah.
And so...
I need more. This is the day of thanks,
yeah, I think we've talked about this before.
We did talk about it.
What about Bob versus just like normal human beings?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we posted that picture. You have that picture in your kitchen that's like, say thank you or mom will punch you in the face.
Yes. So I think that just is escalates during the holidays. When there's a lot of pressure to kind of go above and beyond for preparations, which can be exhausting.
Yeah.
Should we just be like, relax?
Should we all talk about like what our traditional like Thanksgiving situation looks like?
The thing I'm the most interested in talking about is expectations that we put on women during the holidays in general. But like that can stem from what your traditional like family is like.
Right.
Yeah. It's funny because like, what I grew up in was pretty low key. I mean, we all got together. We had a large family. So even when it was just like my mom and dad and us kids, it was, you know, pretty big.
How many siblings do you have again?
I'm the oldest of seven.
Right.
So yeah, just a couple.
Yeah.
And I freaking loved it. We had a fantastic time. We're all very close. Nothing crazy. My mom had special china that she got out, and that was fun and exciting for her.
I love china.
Yeah. But now as an adult, I was, you know, get excited like, oh, we can do these fancy things, and I'm going to make like a centerpiece
with
or
your
something.
Family?
Yeah, with my family. And that stuff I'm putting on myself, right?
Right.
But it's still when I'm looking on Pinterest and seeing all the things I could do, I'm like, oh... So these leaves I put in a bowl from outside, it's not as cool as...
Not as edible as I thought they would be.
Not as cool as if I had, like, rolled this mason jar in glitter first, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
oh my God.
Totally. What are you doing this year?
We're going to a bigger family on his side.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to go to someone else's house.
Okay. Ray, what's your plan? Do you know?
My grandma always did all the cooking, and then everyone, my grandma lived with us when I was a kid. That's so
insane,
like,
everyone, she did all the cooking.
All of it.
For how many people?
For us, I don't know, like 25.
That adds up, though. That's a lot of food.
25 is insane.
Yeah, and she made everything, and she makes like that really like home cooked, so just like basic, like butter and salt and pepper, right? Like nothing had spices. It was just like super basic, like good home style food.
Green beans, rolls, mashed potatoes.
I'm going to speaking of basic, so we usually do your standard, you know, Thanksgiving, like turkey. Yep. Mashed potatoes.
Stuffing.
Stovetop stuffing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Even like,
I don't even know what real stuffing looks like.
That cranberry jam that came out of a can.
Oh, yeah,
the green bean casserole. Can jelly,
for
with
sure.
The onion rings on top, whatever.
Yeah.
Last year, I was like, we're going to be fancy this year. So instead of, we did like a smaller turkey and we did a like pan roasted baby, like rainbow baby carrots and beets and sweet potatoes and roasted potatoes instead of, and then we did stuffed mushrooms, like all super fancy stuff.
That's awesome.
And
you should put like sausage in that.
Yeah.
My mouth.
Yep.
Like
sausage. And so it was really like, like Master Chef situation.
Yes. Pinterest,
right?
Motherfucker.
Yeah. Did not fly.
Oh.
I mean, it was good food, but it was not Thanksgiving.
Oh, like, they didn't like it? Because you like buried?
Of course ate it. But afterwards, the comment was like, okay, next year, like, let's just do regular Thanksgiving.
Oh my God.
Which didn't hurt my feelings.
Poison them next year. Like, fuck that.
But it was like this one time that I was like, I'm going to make this fancy.
Yeah.
And then it was just like, no, we should just have mashed potatoes.
I do not like the fact that you got shut down. Like, you should be able to vary from however you want.
You sure?
Ian would have loved that because he hates Thanksgiving food.
He's, like Chandler.
It's a fancy dinner. Let's all make a fancy dinner.
Yeah. When I was a kid, grandma made everything. And now that we're all older, all the cooking has sort of transitioned like to my sister, who's like, she's the one who has all the kids.
Yeah.
The rest of us like fucking slackers just haven't had kids yet. So
just
it's like,
bring booze.
So she's like, I'm doing stuff. No, we don't. We don't booze in my house,
oh my
unfortunately, because Mormons.
Beforehand?
Sometimes. No,
fun Aunt Ray. She's got her shirt off again.
Exactly.
Thanksgiving.
No, it's pretty like chill. But so my sister's kind of taken over all the cooking. And she'll like give us really basic assignments. She'll be like, you bring rolls and you
butter,
bring like some soda and you bring a salad. And it's like hella basic because like none of us can fucking cook to save our lives.
I am so ashamed of you.
But there was, you know, there was like one year where I'm like, I'm going to make fucking green beans almondine or something like that. Because I was like, I'm going to get fancy with it.
Yeah.
And then everyone was just like, oh, these are great. Thank you.
Oh, my God. I am, like, so upset with both of your families.
You have to understand, like, fucking basic Mormon Thanksgiving. Yeah. Like, they want mashed potatoes. They want gravy. They want dried turkey. They want frog eye salad, which is the most disgusting bullshit.
What the fuck is a frog eye salad?
I'm so excited to tell you about frog eye salid right now.
I'm bring it to you next time.
Does it have something to do with Jell-O?
No.
Oh, okay. What the fuck is it?
Okay.
It's just, like, those tiny little pastas.
It's like tiny little.
What the fuck is a tiny
round
little pasta?
Tiny round pasta?
It's like, okay, it's like a dessert salad.
Can you tell me the
tiny
like Italian name of it? I might actually know it.
I actually honestly don't know.
It's not Italian.
Well, it's pasta
sold
is
at
all
Smith's
Italian.
In the bowl.
And it has
section.
Like, it has like canned fruit and like marshmallows and whipped
Stop.
Cream.
Stop. Whatever you're saying. Stop.
Oh, I'm bringing it.
Pasta with whipped cream.
Yeah.
It's disgusting. I never
Stop
eat it.
It.
And my my family loves it.
Pasta is a bad word to be used with whipped cream. I get that, but it's
like Google it. My gag. I feel like my voice changes when my gag reflex has been like.
I hate frog eye salad.
Like,
okay, here we go. I just Googled it.
I mean, we still have on top of that stuffed mushrooms because I make stuffed mushrooms.
Stuffed mushrooms.
For my
I make them without sausage, but like I make
sausage
half with
and cream
half.
Cheese.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Frog eye bullshit.
Frog eye salad is a type of pasta salad.
Is frog eye salad a Utah thing?
I don't know. I mean,
somebody does it say us. Utah yeah. only? No. If you go outside of the state lines, you are not like allowed to make
potatoes. We think it's just ours, but
it's just au gratin potatoes.
So this recipe is Mom's Frog Eye Salad from Six Sisters Stuff. I feel like that's a Mormon.
Six Salt Lake is City, totally Provo.
I feel like is it? Yeah. Okay, I was gonna say that sounds super Mormon. Anyway, so it's 8 ounces of acini di pepe pasta, and they're little tiny pastas. Are literally like the size of like a bead. It's like couscous. Like it's the size of a couscous.
Got it.
But it's pasta, not a grain.
Yeah.
So 8 ounces of that pasta, 1 cup pineapple juice.
Stop.
Half
Hate
cup
it.
Of sugar.
Nope.
Flour.
Okay.
Salt.
What? I'm on board.
Egg.
Nope.
Lemon juice, mandarin oranges.
Stop.
Is that not how your family makes it? My family puts colored marshmallows in it.
Yeah, I don't put Stop anything it. That needs to be cooked in Kay. It.
Can you guys Hold just on. Like abort the, that for Thanksgiving, for? Please?
I don't know. That was just the first recipe that popped up.
That's insane.
Anyway.
It's telling him congeal
Long story
it.
Short, it's basically a pudding-based fruit salad with Please. Whipped cream.
I don't like fruits. Any kind of salads that don't consist of like there lettuce.
I'm bringing it to you.
Oh my God, don't you do it.
I hate it. I don't eat it. My family makes a shit ton of it for every family dinner, and it's disgusting, and I don't eat it.
Stop. Okay, I need to come
I'm
to
glad it
activities.
Doesn't consist of Jell-O. I'm just going to say that.
So every time we have any kind of family, like Thanksgiving, whatever, Ian's always like, he's like,
well, that's because he has a
like,
giant
we
ass
just need
family.
To know
that makes
our
sense.
Base, like, well,
no, he just hates Thanksgiving food, and so he always wants to bring. He's like, can we go get sushi? Can we go get like
have
Smith sushi so I can have some
Chandler
good
and friends? Like, please tell me you're familiar with this, Chandler. Like, Ian is Chandler. Yeah. Yeah. Like macaroni and cheese only with hot dogs on Thanksgiving.
No, that's not it though. He wants fancier food. What I'm saying is he wants the food to be fancier. Like he's not a picky eater.
Oh.
Like he doesn't like just like fucking turkey and mashed potatoes. He's like, I want to have sushi.
I just need to have
I want to have something
I just
for
only want sushi every day of my life. Fussing.
So I don't really ever like I don't cook much for Thanksgiving cuz I just kind of let my sister handle that cuz like the shit that I would want to make is like not Thanksgiving food cuz that's just not how I cook and I don't know how to bake. And so like I'm like the salad person. Like every time we have a family thing, it's like bring a salad. Cause like I can make a decent salad.
Yeah.
Nice.
You do One time girl. I put red peppers in a salad and my mom was like, what are these red thingies? And I like fell off my chair and died. Like that's how
she had never seen a red bell pepper. Give me in a salad. Fucking
In a
break.
Salad. I mean, she'd seen one obviously, but like not
in
cut
the
up
wild,
in a salad.
She was like, what's that?
And I'm like, mom, it's a red bell pepper. And she's like, is it spicy? And I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, mom, it's a jalapeno.
Yeah, walk away, mom.
What about you, Cheryl? What do you make for Thanksgiving?
My sitch is hard. It's just me and my mom. And depending on the year, whether we go to like my significant others or we stay at home or we make it or do a giant ass breakfast because there's like other families or whatever. I don't know. We don't really have a tradition.
Do you cook anything though?
Yes. Like I am down to cook and I like to do the whole shebang. Like that's my jam.
Cool.
Like I wouldn't say turkey's my jam. I'm thinking this year we might just do like a rotisserie chicken. Mm-hmm. But I am like down to do every other item and I'm like fairly okay with every item and I think I do every item like a little fancy. Yeah. So I'm a fancy Thanksgivinger.
Based on what you've told me about your cooking habits, it sounds like you would make some fancy shit.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know what the plan is this year. It's a little up in the air. We'll see what my therapist suggests. But I'm thinking we might do it at my house and maybe Alex's mom will be there and maybe my mom will be there.
Cool.
We'll see. So and lots of booze. We'll clear the liquor store out of booze. Take that edge off.
So in addition to just talking about our families, I wanted to get more into like just all of the things that women have to or expected to do for the holidays or like and like put on themselves. It's not even necessarily that
because
men are putting things on them all the time.
Thanksgiving, it's sort of, stereotypically, the women are in the kitchen, mm-hmm. the men are watching football.
Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly.
What is that about?
Let me
go first because I feel like then both of you can argue against it. Okay. I don't know why, but I love cooking.
I do too.
I'm not always great at it, but I can follow a recipe like nobody's business. And I really like it when people really like my cooking. Like, I'm Monica in Friends, like hard. Like I want people to be like, oh my God, this is the best thing I've ever put in my motherfucking mouth.
That's all I want.
Yes.
That's so all I want.
I am like really down to be in the kitchen all fucking day. Like it doesn't say, especially if I have some wine, because then I'm like, I'm cooking and drinking and I feel great. Like that is my Linda. Jam. Yeah. But like, yeah. And I also love going to Pinterest, and I also love when a guest is like, oh my God, this is the cutest fucking little turkey thing that you made out of glitter and rolled your shit in fucking glue. And I'd be like, oh my God, yeah, I totally made that up myself. Like, I am weirdly, like, fallen into that gender role, even though I'm not always cooking Thanksgiving in my house. But, like, I will really fancy up some fucking, you know, a green bean casserole to, like, have mm-hmm. glitter on it or some shit. And I like it, and I don't mind it, and it doesn't bother me. And if maybe I needed a Xanax one day, like maybe then I would overthink it and be like, okay, yeah, maybe I should back off. But for some reason, I really like doing that shit. But I also like football, and I also like beers. So, like, I'm okay trading off a little.
Yeah, I don't mind if that exists, because I like that as long as people are like, this is the best. Totally. You're the best.
Otherwise, yeah, I'm like. I need a lot of dick sucking to, like, be okay with that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving tradition, we watch Rocky while I cook. Like, we watch. Of course we put you on do. One, two, three, four. We just. Mm-hmm. And we don't sit down and watch them. They're just on in the background.
That's so cute.
And I you can sit down and watch 30 minutes of your favorite part, whatever. But I also like people to chat with me and talk and, like, there to help be. So out. If I'm alone.
Take the trash out.
Yeah.
Refresh my motherfucking drink.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I like there to be. This camaraderie. So if my sisters aren't in the kitchen with me, then I need someone to be. Or if everybody is watching the game, then at least be like, we got clean up.
Oh, absolutely. I do not expect to clean up fucking Thanksgiving if I'm making that shit. Yeah. I can tell you right now.
When I think the difference is, like, from what you guys described, is that you enjoy cooking. Like, you entertaining. Like, you want to make things.
Yeah.
Like, it's a it's how you're showing love to the your family. Is like, I made all my this love stuff language. For you. Exactly.
Acts of service.
But you're right. Like, you also don't want to have to be expected to clean the house and set the table.
And also take care of the kids.
Fucking at the same time. Take care of the kids. Right. Yeah. All of that shit. And, like, that's the thing is that, like, you're right. Like, there's a stereotypical Thanksgiving thing of, like, women do all of the house stuff. And, like, the men are watching football with beers.
And just, like, hitting each other in the shoulders with, like, a strong punch for, like, 6 hours. Going out to
play football in the park.
Yeah. Right. Like, bitch, you're taking the kids with
you. Doing all the cooking and everything. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I just don't. I don't really enjoy cooking, and I don't like cooking for a lot of people. That's totally and I don't fine. Really know how to cook, and so pro I'm just choice. Fucking not gonna do it. And I'm happy to, like, go to where someone has prepared food for me, and I'm gonna be, like, grateful for it. But I also am like, if I ever get to the point where it was like, oh, you're hosting Thanksgiving at your house, I'd be like, no, I'm not.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to each their own.
That's totally fine. Shit.
We're going to meet at Chuck-O-Rama.
Not. Yeah. I'm going to get a whole bunch of Thai food, takeout, and that's what we're having for Thanksgiving. Right now.
I'm so hungry.
Yeah. Past Thanksgiving, I think as you get closer to the rest of the holidays in December, there's just a lot of pressure to. I think the worst thing for me is neighbor gifts. Like, everyone's bringing over little plates of goodies or nice to meet you. Here you go.
Yeah. And you're like, fuck, now I got to bake 400 cookies for my neighbor. I don't know. God damn it.
Yeah. I live in a condo with 12 units. So there would be 11 units minus the bitch. So maybe 10 units. And for the first couple of years that I lived there, I did do, like, gifts where I, like, hung them on the – and I made cookies. And I was like, from unit to blank, like, whatever. And now I just – I'm like, I don't give a fuck. I'm a fucking president. Like, no.
Can't be bothered.
I don't owe you any of you any fucking cookies. Like, I do enough work.
I just reject all of that stuff. Like, I don't do neighbor gifts. I don't really even do friend gifts.
Yeah.
I don't have kids, so I don't have to do teacher gifts. I don't do coworker gifts because I'm just like – no, I'm not going to fucking break the bank and stress myself the hell out.
Yeah, but we do, like, a potluck at work, and then I'll make something fancy again from Pinterest and be like, look at all the glitter.
Yeah.
look at my glittery beans. And I prefer, like, you know, the friend parties where you get together and do, like, a nice gift. And so,
yeah,
of, like,
the white elephant, but with a nice gift. Yeah. I think
finding,
that's where it's at,
a trashy $1 gift, wasting my time and energy trying to think of something funny and yet awful.
Can I just say real quick my thoughts on, like, bath products as gifts?
Sure.
So I used to think that they were bullshit. I was like, don't give me a fucking candle and a bath bomb and a body wash. And I'm like, this is the biggest bullshit. You don't fucking know me.
Yeah.
Then I got really into baths like 3 months ago. And now I'm like, everyone.
Bath bombs are amazing.
They are so expensive.
Yeah.
The cheapest ones I can find are at Whole Foods and they're still $3 a piece. Yeah. And they're amazing. But like everyone out there, if you want to get me a Christmas gift, like seriously get me some bath bombs because that shit is dank. Like I seriously.
I love it when neighbors give me hand soap.
So I used to think that was and so like, dumb. And now
throw
I'm like.
Them next to that stuff I don't have to buy.
We used to have neighbors that did that when I lived at home. And my mom was like, yes.
Yeah.
And she's like, I don't need another fucking loaf of pumpkin bread, but I'll use this hand soap.
Yeah.
But also like.
I do like I more know. Useful gifts. And now that I'm True. Into baths, I'm like all about it.
But I mean like, you know, like lotions, shampoos, conditioners, that's very personal. But hand Hands soap, up.
That's useful.
Even if it's a flavor I don't like, I'll throw in the guest
yeah,
bathroom,
there you, go.
You know?
Yeah. There you go.
I don't know if this is just a woman thing or if like men feel this too, but like that obligation where if like someone gave you a gift or like did a thing, you're like, oh yeah, my God,
everyone.
Like, we have to give them a thing because they gave us a thing.
Right.
And now I'm like, I'm just not doing it because I'm just not going to put that shit on myself.
Just make sure when they come to the door and they're like, this is for you. You're like, okay, let's take this moment. I want you to really understand how much I appreciate this because I'm not going to write you a card and give anything back.
Oh my God. I actually don't even get my nieces and nephews any gifts or anything because they just have.
Oversaturated.
It's so oversaturated. Yeah. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, you put a ton of effort into giving them a thing that you think is a really nice gift and then they don't give a fuck. And then, like,
but
you
just
feel
bad. But
that's
why you don't give gifts is because they might not like it. Like, I don't know. I'm like an avid gift giver. I don't have like a whole lot of people that I'm giving gifts to. So I'm not like breaking the bank by all means.
Right.
But like every gift that I give is not a fucking bath bomb.
Yes.
Like it's something I found probably 3 months ago that I thought you would really like.
Yeah.
And then I bought it and then I'm like waiting for like an event to give it to you.
I love like, finding those things as well.
Yeah.
But it's the gratitude you feel from giving the gift. Like those kids aren't like.
No.
Yeah. I mean, the kids say, I don't have any kids that I'm giving gifts to. So like, I don't really understand that
next.
Struggle.
Thank you. Next.
Yeah.
Exactly. So here's the difference. Like you were saying, like you found a perfect thing for someone and you gave it to them and you were like excited to give it to them.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I hate feeling like I have to go like, oh God, like I have to go to the store and like find some bullshit toy to like give to my niece and nephew just because they're expecting a gift from me.
But I'm also like
or
in
like,
August thinking like, okay, fucking Christmas is coming up and I need to keep an eye out for these three people.
I don't do it.
I do the same thing as Cheryl. Like I'm always like on the prowl for the perfect gift or something that I know that they'll love, right? Mm-hmm. And I don't like the expectations that needs to be purchased for a certain amount or or brand new.
Yeah.
I love going through like thrift stores or like Facebook Marketplace and be like, this person in my life really needs this. They love that. And I don't mind that it's like been owned by four different people.
Oh, no. That doesn't matter.
So I bought a bunch of books for my nieces and nephews 1 year. And I was like really excited because I loved reading. And I was like, oh, I want to like share this passion I had as a kid with them. I like bought
what
them
books
these
were
books.
They
were just like, because they were younger. They were like little like
the
kids
monster at the
picture.
End of the book.
Yeah. Like they
Best
were just like little kids
ever.
Picture mm-hmm. books, you know. Mm-hmm. And then I, like, there was another year where I got them, like, a Zoo Book subscription. So they would get, like, a Zoo Book in the mail.
Yeah.
And, like, they just didn't give a shit. It's, you know, and partly it's, like, my expectation of, oh, I expect them to love the same things that I love. And they just don't. Like, they all really,
maybe
like,
sports. Maybe the kid
sports.
Thing is totally different. Because, like, I've never bought a child a book or a gift ever.
And so I was, like, stoked to give them these books. And I just remember my nephew opening up the books and going, books? I was like super pissed about it. Now I'm like, whatever. He was like 5. Kids are dicks. But also like.
Yeah, kids are dicks. Don't get them gifts. Like get adult gifts.
But also like you have to, like you can't expect kids to like the same things that you liked. Like they're all just into sports and I'm just not into sports and I don't know what to get them. And they also get like a billion gifts. So what I have started doing basically is just I do like sub for Santas because I'm like, going to put my money to people who need it.
Yeah.
And I just, none of my friends and my family, they don't need anything. Like that's where I kind of come down on it. And I'm not trying to be like self-righteous, like I'm better than all of you or anything like that.
Yeah.
I don't even get Ian anything, to be honest with you, for Christmas because it's like, and he's like, well, I bought everything I wanted. And it's like, cool. So did I. And so we just don't get each other anything.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
I hate that expectation of like, oh my God, like I have to get a gift for every single one of my friends and I have to get a gift for like my kids' teachers and I have to get a gift for like every single person I talk to at work and I have to get a gift for all my neighbors and like it's just like it's too much. Like it's fucking stressful.
Yeah.
And it's always like well, as far as like women I've talked to, the husband's never like, oh, I had this great idea for like teacher gifts this year. It's always like the mom, and like the moms get stressed out because they're like, Christmas has to be perfect, and Thanksgiving has to be perfect, and I have to have this like this awesome, like everything has to be amazing. And like then it just creates all this like stress and tension for something that like doesn't need to have that surrounding it. But if that's something that you enjoy doing, and that's how like you show love to people, and that's how like, and you want to make like a really nice fancy Pinterest like Thanksgiving dinner for people, and like everyone is grateful, that's awesome.
Yeah,
and like
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, exactly.
So from our listeners, if you have ways like a glass of wine to get through family stressors, or if you have awesome fancy techniques, let us know. I mean, besides just remembering to enjoy the holiday and
try
not
to be
get
thankful.
Too caught up in table decorations.
How things look.
Or how many times you've had to vacuum because your toddler just found the Cheerios. But yeah, enjoy that time. Good luck, everybody.
Cool. So if you have any other questions, like feel free to send them in to us on social media. You can email us. You can fill out our Google form. And we will see you next week.
All right. Later.
Bye.